You're on an active roster, not on the practice squad anymore.
Yeah, it is. It is a good thing to be here and be on the active roster of the practice squad.
How did you hear?
My agent called me. He told me that, you know, Minnesota had an offer for me. You know, Jaguars wanted to keep me there. They asked me to move me out to active. They didn't want to leave. They want me to leave there. But you know, I feel like me and my agent feel like it's a better fit, so I decided to stay here. I mean, come here.
Did you have any sense, even going back to the draft process, did you visit here? Did you have any sense the Vikings were a team that had interest in you?
Nah, man. I didn't really know nothing about it until, you know, I got a call, you know, and they showed they've been watching me for, you know, a couple months and stuff. So I didn't know nobody they interested. I knew probably Houston was in New York, but I ain't never know that the Vikings was until actually yesterday.
What are your strengths?
My strength is that my, you know, my athleticism, you know, I'm good with my hands. I think, you know, I think I'm pretty good at, you know, passing. I need to get better at it, you know, about as perfect. So, you know, I think I need to do better at that. Run blocking, I love doing that, but I need to just start playing a little bit lower. So, yeah, so that's my strength, probably passing.
You have some position flexibility, mostly left tackle?
Both. I mean, when I was in college, I played left the whole time. Then when I got to the NFL, I played, and, you know, to the Jaguars, I played right and left. You know, you got to be able to do more than one thing, so, yeah.
What goes through your mind when you've seen how many injuries this team has had?
I don't wish the injury on nobody, you know. So what goes to my mind is that just hoping them guys get better. Trying to come in, you know, contribute to the team, whatever I can do, you know. Just trying to come out here and play.
What were your initial thoughts whenever they reached out to you? I mean, you're from Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm from Jacksonville.
And this time of year, what were your thoughts from that?
Oh, it's cold down here. That's my first thought. Like, hey, man, it's kind of cold down there. You know, I'm from the, you know, from the south, so I went in Mississippi back to Jacksonville. So coming up north, you know, I ain't never been there before in my life, so just getting down here and getting adjusted to everything.
Still a good professional opportunity for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Coaches, they, you know, they come along, they help me, whatever I need to do. Just landed yesterday, you know, had a couple of meetings with the coach trying to learn to play a bit more. Just trying to, you know, contribute to the team and trying to get, you know, trying to get better.
I jumped in late. What do you see your role as here? What have they kind of told you as
they
play
said
right
that,
away or anywhere?
They told me that, they basically told me, you know, just come along, you know, basically, like, you know, what, you know, injuries and stuff, you know, next man up. And they've been telling me, you know, I've been doing extra since I got here last night, to watching film and learning more of the plays and stuff. And they told me they had me right and left. So, yeah.
Jacksonville wanted to bring you up as well?
Jacksonville, they want to bring me up. I talked to the GM, my O-line coach, and the head coach. You know, they wanted to keep me there. They didn't want me to go nowhere. But then, you know, they handled it class. You know, they said that, you know, just from your story alone, from you, you know, not being drafted and coming in and stuff like that, though, then, you know, I got a good relationship down there. They always be, you know, good friends of mine and good guys of mine. But they handled it class. And they didn't want me to go nowhere, though. They really didn't. So he told me, like, time Minnesota called, you know. But I know it's a business at the same time. Time Minnesota called, oh, the GM called me right there and said, we don't want you to go nowhere, put you on at this. You know, just stay here. You know, you ain't got to go nowhere. It's cold up there.
So why, with all that said, why here versus there?
I feel like me and my agents had a long conversation, though. I feel like this right here, they come out here, and I feel like I can contribute more to the team here in case it's just injuries alone. You know, when I'm there, you know, I'm giving looks and stuff. And, you know, we really ain't had that many injuries, and they brought another guy in over me, so... You get what I'm saying? So, you know, they're telling me, you know, they might have him up for me. So I feel like if I come here and they can, you know, I can play, my, you know, whatever they need me to do, I'll do it. And if injuries come, you know, Lord forbid injuries come, then I can be the next man up.
Do you think you're better or more comfortable at right or left?
I played left the whole time in college. I never played right. So when I got to the NFL, I had to learn to play right, you know. But, you know, I played basketball all the way to my last year in high school. Then I played football, so it's adjustment, you know. But I'm pretty even at both of them right now, left and right. So whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry. Some people say you're kind of a late bloomer. You know, you didn't go to the combine, but you've been coming on. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that characterization?
I agree with a certain extent, though. I mean, I feel like, you know, a lot of teams Southern Miss got looked over so much because we was in the hole for 2 or 3 years. So a lot of people didn't really show no interest in that. Then the guys that come in, they want the guys that flash. So, you know, I feel like I am a late bloomer a little bit, you know, playing basketball and playing football, though. But I feel like, I mean, I understand this business that you can't mess up too many times, you know. So I really understand that and really take heed to that, trying to learn the playbook and trying to learn the steps, because everybody got their own philosophy how they run stuff. But, yeah, I mean, to come here and learn that playbook, yeah, I might be a little late bloomer doing that, but I learned everything in Jacksonville like the coach wanted me to. When the guys got hurt in the practice I was playing, you know, they just ain't moved me up to the last minimum if I just wanted me. So, yeah.
Is this